WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Mystery writer Dashiell Hammett said of his longtime companion, playwright Lillian Hellman, that Lily is my right foot and I am her left hand. As that quote suggests, they didn't quite fit together, but neither was one complete without the other. A new biography by Joan Mellon chronicles their unconventional 30-year relationship. Book critic Maureen Carrigan has a review of Hellman and Hammett.
It's taken me years to accept the fact that Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz didn't much resemble the lovable Ricardos. Now, after reading Joan Mellon's dual biography of Lillian Hellman and Dashiell Hammett, I've got to wean myself away from thinking of them as the real-life embodiments of Nick and Nora Charles, the boozy detective duo Hammett immortalized in his last novel, The Thin Man. Please, don't anybody write a warts-and-all biography of Eloise and Abelard, or I won't have any romantic illusions left. Granted, from reading other biographies, I already knew Hammett and Hellman were no angels. Hammett deserted his wife and their two daughters and wasted years drinking and having sex with every dame who appeared on his radar screen. Hellman, too, had her share of cocktails and sexual conquests. Additionally, she had a moral blind spot the size of Jupiter when it came to telling the truth, especially in memoirs like Julia and Scoundrel Time. But Mellon's biography, which is the first to draw upon heretofore restricted private papers, reveals secrets about Hellman's and Hammett's relationship sure to startle even the most hard-boiled fan of the pair. Mellon describes how early in their relationship, Hellman became pregnant. She and Hammett spoke of marriage, but then the emotionally elusive and sometimes physically abusive Hammett maneuvered events so that Hellman discovered him in bed with a prostitute. She subsequently aborted the pregnancy, and all marriage talk was quelled. During the McCarthy era, when Hammett courageously refused to name names and was subsequently thrown in federal prison, Hellman not only wouldn't put up his bail money, but fled to Europe. Like a good novel, every good biography has a strong theme, and Mellon's becomes apparent in her opening chapter, where she describes Hammett's and Hellman's meeting in 1930 in a Hollywood nightclub. According to Mellon, what the pair unconsciously began hammering out that first night was a Faustian bargain in which Hammett, who was soon to fall victim to a 3-decades-long writing block, transferred his voice and style to Hellman, turning her into a tough she-Hammett. Because she could never wholly possess this initially faithless and later impotent Hammett, Hellman willingly became him, emulating his writing and his promiscuity. In binding herself to him this way, however, she gave up the chance for marriage and children, which she seems to have wanted. Who knows? Mellon certainly makes this psychological diagnosis of the Hellman-Hammett dynamic seem plausible, and yet one of the strengths of her engrossing and unavoidably depressing biography is that it reminds us that any deep relationship is so layered with ambiguities that solving it is an impossibility, a feat akin to locating the definitive whereabouts of the Maltese Falcon. Hellman thought of Hammett as the winner in their relationship, and he clearly emerges as the winner here. Mellon's Hammett is an attractive cipher whose long silences and erratic bouts of honor contrast favorably with Hellman's insecurity over her plain looks and her self-serving, sometimes bullying, lies. Were Hammett and Hellman somehow to be confronted with Mellon's unflinching version of their relationship, you get the sense that Hammett would shrug the biography off with a smile. Hellman would sue. I can't say I'd blame her.
Maureen Carrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Hellman and Hammett by Joan Mellon. I'm Terry Gross.